New York Reading Release of More Convicted Cop Killers This Year by John Binder on July 20, 2020. The New York State Parole Board, nearly all appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., is readying the release of two more felons convicted of murdering police officers, police union officials say. Officials with the New York City Police Benevolent Association, NYCBA, say the families of slain New York City Police Department NYPD officers Michael Russell and Robert Sorrentino have been notified by state officials that the convicted killers charged with their loved ones' murders are being freed in the coming weeks. The two convicts are Russell Carroll and Sergio Boy. Carroll has been in New York state custody since 1982, after he murdered Sorrentino on April 10, 1980, during a burglary chase. He was convicted of second-degree murder, first-degree robbery, and second-degree criminal possession of a weapon. Sorrentino's sister Edna Doyle said in a statement, "After going through the agony of 9 parole hearings over the years, we now have to learn this. I guess they feel that our suffering is over. But we think of Bob every day. There will be no parole for him, and no relief for his family." Boye was convicted in 1982 after he murdered Russell on August 2, 1979. At the time, Boye walked onto a field where community members and local off-duty police officers were playing a baseball game. Boye shot and killed businessman Edward Brugman and Russell. Boye was subsequently convicted of second-degree murder, first-degree manslaughter, second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, and first-degree reckless endangerment. At the time of his murder, Russell was 30 years old, married, and father to a 3-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy. Russell's widow, Grace, said in a statement, "I just don't understand it. How is it that someone can be heartless enough to murder 2 unarmed people and then later be able to go back into society and resume a life of freedom, a life he callously took from 2 others? What's the rationale? Where is the justice?" The release of Carroll and Boye will mark the 13th and 14th time that the New York State Parole Board has released convicted cop killers. Since 2017, 12 have been freed from prison. John Ruses, released December 18, 2017. Killer of Trooper Emerson Dillon. Herman Bell, released April 27, 2018. Killer of P.O. Joseph Piagentini and P.O. Waverly Jones. Carlos Flores, released April 27, 2018. Killer of P.O. Robert Walsh. Robert Hayes, released July 24, 2018. Killer of P.O. Sidney Thompson. Demetrius Bennett, released October 24, 2018. Killer of P.O. Ray Cannon. Judith Clark, released May 15, 2019. Killer of Sergeant Edward O'Grady, P.O. Waverly Brown and Peter Page. Larry Johnson, released May 15, 2019. Killer of P.O. Anthony Abruzzo. Betsy Ramos, released December 10, 2019. Killer of P.O. Anthony Misamillo. Ernest Alston, released December 26, 2019. Killer of P.O. Melvin Hopkins. Orlando Puente, released January 6, 2020. Killer of Lieutenant Jan Brinkers. Stephen Chairs, released April 21, 2020. Killer of P.O. Angelo Brown. Carl Dean, released May 21, 2020. Killer of Debt. Joseph Taylor. The releases will come as New York City crime skyrockets. Over the last month, shootings have increased by more than 210% compared to the same time last year. Likewise, murders are up nearly 8% in the last month and 23% year to date. The jump in violent crime has occurred while Mayor Bill de Blasio and the New York City Council seek to reduce the power of the NYPD. Most significantly, the agency disbanded its anti-crime unit that helped keep illegal firearms and violent career criminals off the streets. The decision has been called the demise of New York City. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.